I don't know if you've ever been belittled, rejected, even reviled for believing in Jesus, but let me tell you, it's not a nice feeling. That being said, when you stand back from it, it's not at all surprising either. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Let's consider the central tenet of the Christian faith objectively, that all of us have sinned, and so we can never be good enough in our own right to be accepted by God. But He loves us so much that He sent Jesus to die on a cross to pay for our sin, so that whoever believes in Him would be cleansed in God's sight and spend eternity in heaven with Him. But if you're living life, dealing with the day-to-day stuff that comes your way, if maybe this whole Christianity thing is alien to you, that core belief sounds preposterous. I'm not that bad. In any case, why wouldn't God just forgive me if He loves me? Why go to the extreme of killing His Son for my misdemeanors? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. The teaching about the cross seems foolish to those who are lost, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, I will confuse the understanding of the intelligent. Bottom line, it sounds crazy. That's why so many are against it. That's why people consider you a simpleton for believing it. That's why they belittle, reject, and revile you. But to you, if you truly believe, you're being saved day by day through your faith in Jesus. So with the world shouting at you that you're crazy, there's just one thing to do. Cling to the cross. That's God's word fresh for you today. Yes, indeed. By faith, the message of the cross is the power of God for those who believe. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Power Unlimited. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.